I do most of my sessions here, yeah. During summer, anyway. Well, I really mostly work locally, and so it's a convenient spot for most people around here. Plus, it's beautiful. You said you got my details through Ruth, is that right? Oh, great. Yeah, she's fantastic. I've been coaching her for about a year. Yeah, she's lost a lot of weight. And she's really gotten into her fitness. It's been great to watch. I think she'll be reaching the point soon where she can leave the nest and look after her own fitness solo. Well, that's the objective, really, isn't it? I like to try and train people in such a way that they learn to love it. They discover their own motivation, and eventually they can chase their fitness dreams without needing me to crack the whip. Well, actually, I think some of them quite enjoy having the whip cracked, to be honest. So what are your fitness goals? Lose a little weight, build some muscle tone, the usual? Okay, sure. Well, looking at your body type, we can do this. Just checking you up and down. Let me get a good look at you here. I've got a lot that I can work with. I hope you don't mind sweating. And being pushed hard. Good. I can be pretty demanding, and I like to get hands-on. I think it can be a little bit too much for some people. What about you? Do you think you can handle me? Good. Well, I know I can definitely handle this body of yours, so I think we'll get along just fine. Alright, so first thing, next session, I want you to wear some proper training gear. Tight but breathable fabrics that don't restrict movement, like these casual, baggy things that you're wearing now. It's not appropriate for what we're doing. You dress like someone who's self-conscious about their body, and I will not accept that from you. Do you understand? Not only will it allow you to work out more effectively, it also means I can closely inspect what's going on with this body of yours as it moves, as you exercise, so I can make sure you're doing things correctly and in a way that won't injure you. You're giving me a look. What is that? Are you self-conscious about your body? Well, that's okay. A lot of people are, to begin with. But I need to be able to inspect every inch of you, up and down, all over. It's not negotiable. Your body is my responsibility. Agreed? Good. Because I will be looking you all over very closely. People come to personal trainers because they're not satisfied. And they come and they meet us, and our job is to be in great shape. Looking good is part of the sales package for a PT. I've had plenty of clients who see my body and get shy right away. And that's totally understandable. But look, I've seen it all. And I've never once in my life met someone with a body that was anything to be truly ashamed of. I've never come across a body that wasn't deserving of love and desire, especially yours. I think you're actually more blessed than you realize. Your body as well. Let's just say I have a type. And I think you look incredible. If it was up to me, you wouldn't change a thing. But that's not why we're here. So please, don't feel self-conscious with me. We're going to work together, and we're going to build you the body that you want. And together, we are going to build your confidence. I will make sure this happens. I will not allow failure. Okay? But it needs to start with some tighter workout clothes. Alright? Good. Great. Now, let's get a quick measurement of where you're at. Get down on the ground, on your back, and give me 10 sit-ups. Yep, that's it. Down there like that. Knees up. Come on. Okay, that's it. 1, 2, 3, 4, that's it, come on. 5, okay, I can see you're struggling. I won't punish you too much on this first session. Here, let me get down here with you. There. Now, I can't see properly through these loose clothes you've got on. So just let me get both my hands here on your abdomen so that I can check what kind of physique you have under here. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Is it all right if I touch you like this? Working my hands into your tummy? Is that all right? You look a little nervous down there. It's okay, don't worry. I'm not judging. It feels quite nice, actually. Okay, now I want you to give me a few more sit-ups while I have my hands on your abdomen. Okay? I'm gonna have both hands right here, feeling your muscles while you do your sit-ups. Okay? Right here on your body. I want to feel it while you work. Okay, and go. That's it? Yeah, good. Good, and two. Yeah, that feels nice. Three, great. Yeah, okay, no, that's okay. Now, stay lying down. Can you lift your arms and flex your biceps? Yeah, just lie down and kind of like lift your arms up and flex like you're doing a muscle man pose for me. And tense those shoulders. Yeah, that's it, great. Now, I'll just get my hands over your arms here. I want to feel around. Really clench those muscles for me. I want to get a good idea of how much muscle mass you currently have. Yeah, okay. And I'll just go up here over your shoulders and feel inside here and check those out. Look at your face. If our faces being this close makes you nervous, then we are going to have a problem. Because like I said, my training methods are pretty hands-on. We're going to be close like this. A lot. Okay? Okay, good. Now, I want to check your adductors too. So I'll just put my hands down here and, oh, sorry, the adductors are on the inner thigh, quite high up. I hope you're okay with being touched here. You look nervous again. Please understand, I'm sympathetic towards your self-consciousness. But none of my methods are up for discussion. You will be doing this my way. Okay? Good. Now, I'm gonna have one hand up here, feeling around on your shoulder, feeling the muscles there, and my other hand will be down here on your inner thigh, holding your adductors. Now I want you to flex that bicep and get that shoulder working too. And I want you to lift your leg up so that your knee is bent at a right angle, and I want you to flex your inner thigh muscles while I feel around down here. Okay? And go. Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah. Move that leg around a bit for me and just get those muscles working. Actually, these adductors feel quite tense, especially high up near the pelvis. If I rub into it like this, does that feel okay? Great. Well, I worked as a sports masseuse for a few years, so I really know how to get in there. Really high up here, it's quite close to the genitals, but it's a part of the body that bears a lot of weight. The muscles are incredibly strong, and they need to be looked after. There. Is that okay? Yeah? Good, okay. Now, lift your other leg too, and I'll get into that one. I'll massage the adductor on the other side as well, so that it feels nice and even. Yeah, is that okay? If I really get my thumb in there, my fingers? Is it a little bit sore? Good. That's a good thing. You're gonna get used to the pain, don't worry. Okay, good. Well, I can tell you we have a lot of progress to make with your muscle mass, but that's okay. You're not expected to have muscles like me from day one, and that's why you're here. So, those sit-ups look like a struggle, so I have an idea. I want you to stay lying down, like this, and put your legs flat, okay? Now, I'm gonna sit on top of you, like this. Yeah, just like this, yeah. You lying down flat, and I'll sit on top of you, and I'll straddle you, okay? Now, I've got one leg on either side of you, with my weight coming down on your lap. So, it'll allow you to get better leverage when you do sit-ups, which might make it a little bit easier for you, okay? Now, I want you to give me 10 sit-ups. Like I said, my weight on your lap should make it easier to get leverage. Okay? Now, give me 10. There you go. That's it. Yeah. Up and down. That's it. Up and down. Good. All the way up to me, like you're coming in to give me a hug. That's it. And back down. Now, in for the hug. Yeah, good. Okay. That's 5. And back down. Yeah, keep it up. Good work. Good work. You make it to 10 and I really will give you a hug. That's it. 7. Come on. Oh, you're so close. You're so close. Come on. More. More. Yeah, that's it. 9. One more. All the way into me. All the way into me. Come on. And 10. Oh, that's good. That's good. Very good. Come here. You earned your hug. Come here. Get those arms around me. Oh, that's it. Yeah, snuggle in. Don't be shy. Catch your breath. It's okay. I've got you. I'm proud of you. Getting a feel, are you? Do you like how my muscles feel? Well, you know, I think it's good motivation to allow my clients to touch my body and feel what a good, strong body is like. Yeah. Would you like to be as strong as this one day? We could get you there. Absolutely. Like I said, your body is my responsibility. You have to do as I say. But I'll get results out of you. Don't you worry about that. And we're both going to be very pleased with the outcome. You know, your hair smells really nice. And your skin feels really soft. It's lovely. Hey, here, look up. Look at me. Look at me in the eye. Yeah, like that. I know this is hard, but you're doing really well, and I'm proud of you. Oh, well, the skin on your cheek feels so lovely. It's beautiful and soft. You know, you're absolutely gorgeous, and we're going to make you even more beautiful than you ever imagined. Okay, you know, you will be as strong as me one day if you want. You have the frame for it. All it would take is hard work. You and me really getting down to it together. A lot of pump and grind. I think I'll get it out of you. Here, let me grab this hand of yours. Try putting it here, on my chest. Feel around. Does that feel good? Here, put your hand on my shoulders. Here, let me flex my muscles for you. Why don't you feel around like that? You like that? A strong body feels nice, doesn't it? You can touch me anytime you want. For motivation. Of course. My body is yours to touch. But, like I said, you always have to do what I say as well. This is a two-way street. Well, maybe if you ever get strong enough, you could be the one to sit on my lap one day. You know, I live nearby, and I have a complete home gym set up at my place. If you'd ever prefer to do workouts in a more private space, or if the weather is bad, I also offer sessions at my home. Great. Okay, well, that's one for the future. For now, let's keep going over the basics. That means press-ups. I'm sorry, there's no getting around it. I'm gonna make sure you toughen up. Now, come on, flip over, on your front. I want to see 10. And maybe if you're lucky, you'll get another cuddle as a reward if you can do it in under 20 seconds. That got you moving? Okay. Alright, yeah, 2. And 3. Very good. Come on. 4. 5.